Hey, good morning, church. Happy New Year. How great is that? Happy New Decade. You know, you won't get to say that again for 10 years. Look at somebody beside you and say, Happy New Decade. Yeah, awesome. You won't get to say that again for 10 years. Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to church. If you're a guest today, I'm so glad you're here. We're honored to have you in our house today. We want to welcome you home. We're thankful that you are here. We hope you experience God more than anything else, His presence in the house. And that's what we hope for today. We hope you walk out of here with inspiration through worship, through God's Word. We hope that God moves in your life. And so thanks for coming. We just watched a video about our life groups. I want to encourage you to get in a life group this year, to be part of a life group as our church grows. We have to get in smaller environments called life groups where you build friendships, where you begin to know one another, and it's just a powerful way to connect in church. And so you can begin to sign up today online. You can go to our app and sign up. You can go out in our lobby after service and find out more about our groups. I'd love for you to do that. Amen? Amen. Amen. I believe the Lord has a word that He wants to share through me today. I'm excited about it. I just always get excited when I come to church, so I probably could say it every week. But today I feel special. I feel it's an anointed day for us. My sermon topic today is praying through. And we are beginning today 21 days of prayer together. And so my sermon today is going to, I hope, encourage us to pray through for 21 days together. So to begin, let me pray, because I really want to kind of press into God's heart today. I really want to just start the day, start the new year in prayer here. So, Father, give us faith for the new year. Stir us from the inside. Increase our capacity to believe for miracles this year. And just increase within us a heart to pray and to seek You this year. And so, God, I pray that You would release Your favor and Your blessings and Your grace and Your mercy over us, Lord. I just come against the enemy that would want to stop anything that You have for us, and I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And so today, we just lift up the wonderful name of Jesus together in this house, and we just believe that You're going to do great things through us, in us this year. And so, Lord, we receive it. In the name of Jesus, would you give Jesus a good clap today? Come on, come on, better, better, better. He's worthy. Awesome. My sermon today is going to come out of the book, Old Testament book of 2 Samuel. And if you have a Bible, you can begin to find 2 Samuel in the Old Testament. Never fear, we do put all the scriptures on the screen so you can follow along. And so you can do that. In 2 Samuel is a story about David. David is a well-known person throughout the Old Testament. He became the king of Israel. He was the second king of Israel. And when he became the king, at that point in time, Israel was broken into two nations. So the nation of Israel had been split, and it was just kind of a rough season for the two nations. It was basically brother warring against brother at times. And so there was the northern tribe of Israel, the southern tribe of Israel. When David became the king, he united the north and south and brought it back together again. And he made them a strong nation again. He made them strong for battle. And one of the first things he did is he took the armies of Israel and they recaptured Jerusalem. And so they won back the city of God. And the name of Israel and the name of God began to resonate throughout the other nations, and it brought fear on the other nations. And so the first thing that happened when they began to move forward as a united front in the calling that God had for Israel, the Philistine armies began to attack back. They wanted to kind of put up a front, a battle against what God was doing. And so it says in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, it says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed the king of Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. The moment that David began to step into the calling, the moment he began to organize and move his troops forward, the enemy rose up against him. And that's how the enemy works. Anytime we start to move forward with God, you need to know you're going to encounter some turbulence from the enemy. That's just the way it works. You're not going to just walk into 2020 this year without a battle. Listen, we can talk about new year and new you and be excited about it, but we'll have to battle into it in a spiritual realm. You'll have to pray through in order to get into what God has for you this year. But never be worried, because our God is greater than the attack the enemy will bring. So the Philistines, they were a great big army, probably several kings united together to come against Israel at that point. And they began to come towards where Israel was camped out in around Jerusalem there. And they were a vast army. The Bible says that they covered the entire valley of people. They outnumbered David's troops. In verse 17, it says, David was told that they were coming. And so what he did is he went into the stronghold. He went into a stronghold. The stronghold most likely was a familiar place for David, because previous to him becoming the king of Israel, he was running from the then current of Israel, Saul, and he was fleeing for his life. God had his hand on David, and Saul was jealous of that, and he tried to kill David before he could arise to the king. And so David fled to honor Saul rather than fight back. He fled, and he hid himself in a cave. This was a stronghold for David. It was a place where he found safety. It was a place where he hid himself. It was a place where he prayed and he sought God. It was a place where he pulled aside in order to prepare for battles and to begin to train up an army ready for battle. The Bible talks about David's mighty men, and they were trained in this stronghold. So he went to this familiar place to seek God. In the story that we're reading, David went to his stronghold. He went to his cave. He went to a place where he could get away. And so it says in verse 18 that the Philistines arrived and they spread out across the valley. And in verse 19, it tells us what David was doing in the stronghold. It says, David asked the Lord. What David was doing in the stronghold is he was praying. He was seeking God. He was like, Lord, and it says, should I go to fight the Philistines? Will you hand over them to me? The Lord replied to David, yes, go ahead. I will certainly hand them over to you. So what David did is he went into his stronghold to pray before he went into battle, before he began to strategize, before he advanced his armies, before he took his first step forward, he went to God and began to pray. He began to seek God before he headed into the battle. I think the most important thing we can do before we head into our year is to pray. Before we head into our battles is to pray. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 6:33, not on your screen, so just listen to me. It says that we should seek first the kingdom of God. We should seek first. We should seek God first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to us. So the first thing, it's a principle first, that we should seek God before anything else. We put Him first in our life. We seek Him. David was seeking God before he went into the battle. We need to seek God this year before we go into the battle. There are three great times to seek God. Three great times. At the beginning of a year in January, seek first God. Because the principle is when you seek God, it says that He will add to, He will bless the rest. And so when you seek God in January, you're saying, God, I'm seeking you now so that you can bless the rest of my year. So that one of the best times to seek God is in January. It's January. We get a time to do that, 21 days of prayer. Another great time to seek God is at the beginning of a week, on a Sunday. First day of the week, we seek God, we come to church, we worship God, we put Him first on Sunday. Sunday's the first day of the week, not the last day of the week. You seek God first so that He blesses the rest of your week. Another great time to seek God is in the morning, the first part of your day. You seek God in the morning so He blesses your day. I love today. Another great time to seek the Lord is the beginning of a decade. Seek God. Today's a special day. Let me tell you why. Today's the only day of the year that you can bring all three of those first times at one moment. We can seek God today, right now. Beginning of the year, beginning of the month, beginning of the week, beginning of the morning. It's the beginning of a decade. Like, this is a special day for us. Good job for coming to church today. I applaud you because you're here. I'm just believing for a triple blessing in your life for being here today. Amen. Lord, we receive it. We want the blessings of God. So David prayed before he went into battle. He prayed before he went into battle. And the Lord said, yes, I'll hand over these Philistines to you. So in 2 Samuel chapter 5:20, it says, David went to Baal-perazim, and he defeated the Philistines there. And David, and this isn't quotation marks, you see it on the screen, David said, the Lord did it! The Lord did it! He was praising God for the victory that came. The Lord did it. I want to remind you this year as you move forward and you see the victories in your life, never forget to praise God for it. Never forget to say, thank you, God, you did it. Don't take credit. You know what happens when you don't praise God for it? You take credit for it. And then God says, well, if you're going to take credit, I want the glory. Listen, always thank you. It's so much to thank God for. You're here. We live in a country that lets us worship. I praise God for my family. I praise God for my health today. God did it. David said, God did it. And I like what he said. David said, God did it. The Lord did it. And he said, he burst through my enemies like a raging flood. He burst through my enemies like a raging flood. What is he saying with that? You burst through my enemies like a raging flood. Imagery, if you would, maybe think about a lake, and there's a dam, and the pressure of the water builds to such a point that it breaks through the dam and floods the valley below. It bursts through. He's saying God did it. He bursts through the enemies. There will be enemies in your way. There will be problems that come this year. But when you seek God first, we put him at a place where he puts pressure on the enemy and he rages forward like a flood and breaks through for us. The Bible says that he named that place Baal-perazim. The word B-A-A-L, Baal, means the Lord over something, the Lord of something. And so he's saying God is the Lord of this. He is the God of this. The word perizom means to breach or to break or to, it means to break forth or break through something. It means to break out of something. It even means to break into pieces. It's about a breaking forward, a breaking through. And so David was saying that when the enemy came against me, when there was something blocking me, I serve a God who is the Lord of the breakthrough. He is the God that breaks us through. He is the Lord of breakthrough. This gets all of us excited on a New Year's service because we want a God of breakthrough. We want our God to do great things and push us through and break us into new seasons and new territories in our life. This is why we lift our hands in worship because we say, God, we know you to be our God of breakthrough. We know who you are, and we see it in Scripture that you say you are the God of breakthrough. And so, God, we lift our hands to you because we know you'll break the enemy. We know you'll break us into a new season. We know you are our breakthrough God. Amen? Amen. When David was in the stronghold, in his place where he prays, he was lifting up the name of the Lord in there, his God. And there's a way to see some of what David goes through in his prayer times. One of the things that you can do at times, and kind of through the scholars and maybe commentaries, you can see that some of the situations that David is going through, you find the prayers of David in the book of Psalms. And so they'll match up. And so you can match up sometimes what David was going through by what he's praying about. And Psalm 2 is one of those places where David is praying about from this stronghold. And we see a picture of David in his worship and prayer in Psalms 2. And it says this in Psalms 2, just to get a picture of what David was doing in that stronghold. It says, why are the nations so angry? And like, why are they coming against me? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? He He says, the kings of the earth prepare for battles. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against His anointed one. I do want to let you know that the way David describes the battle that was coming at him, he said, it's not coming just at me, but when you come at me, you come at the Lord. You need to know that as a believer in Jesus Christ, the presence of God is in you. When the enemy comes to attack you, he's not attacking you. He's trying to attack the Lord. The beauty of it is he never wins against God. And so if he never wins against God, he'll never win against you. So he said, the rulers plot together against the Lord and against His anointed one. And so it says here that this, the enemy, the evil nations, and here's what the evil nations say in verse 3. It says, let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from the slavery of God. See, the Philistines were concerned. They were worried that as David expanded the Israelites, that he would capture them, that he would subdue the nations around them. And so they were worried that becoming like captured by David, that they would be enslaved in slavery to God. The enemy believes always that being a believer in God is always a place of slavery. We hear our culture around us, it's always saying, you know, don't bring your influence on us. While some people want freedom from God, we know that it's freedom from sin and freedom from shame and freedom from guilt. That's what we find in God. It's interesting that in David's poetry, he says that the enemy wants to break free from God. But David says that God is the one that breaks us through. In Psalms 4, he says, but the one who rules in the heavens laughs. In other words, when the enemy says, I want to break God, God laughs. He scoffs at them. Then in anger, he rebukes them, terrifying them with his fierce fury. For the Lord declares, I have placed my chosen king. At this point, talking about David on the throne of Jerusalem on my holy mountain. Of course, all of this is prophetic for our Savior Jesus. Psalms 2 reveals, though, that what David was doing in his stronghold is he was seeking God. He was praying. He was pressing into God. He was in his stronghold, and he was praying before the battle, before he went to fight the Philistines. And God gave him the answer. God spoke to him, and he knew that God was prepared him in the spirit realm. You know, you need to win battles in the spirit realm before you head into the natural realm. You need to pray into things. You need to pray through things. You've got to seek God before you go into things. We've got to get in a spiritual realm and say, God, what are you doing? What are you saying for my life? Maybe you've encountered a problem. Instead of immediately just trying to solve it out of your reason, go to God and say, God, I want to pray into this. David prayed through. My thought for you today, because I like to rhyme a little bit, but we must pray through before we'll see our breakthrough. Will you pray through this year? Will I pray through this year? Will we pray through? Will you commit to 21 days of praying through? Can you get a vision of your life after you've prayed what God can do when you pray through? It always begins, though, with us in our stronghold praying. Do you have a stronghold? Do you have a place where you pray? Today I want to encourage all of us to join me and join hundreds of us, join our staff as we embark on 21 days of praying and seeking God. I want to encourage you to jump in with us and begin to pray. The Bible says in Matthew 6:6, it says, when you pray, go into your room. Like, find your stronghold. It says, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place. Do you have a secret place? Do you have a secret time with God? Do you have a place where you go and you seek God? David had a place that he went to. He went to his stronghold to pray. Your stronghold, let me get real practical. Can I get practical for just a second? Let me help you. Your stronghold is someplace in your house, probably. You need a place that you go to where you sit down and you have your prayer chair. You have a place where you hibernate for a few minutes and you seek God. You need a place that's free from distractions, and you need a place where the TV isn't talking to you. You need a time to hear from God. You need a little corner in your house. You need a spot. We all need a place. For me, let me show you a little picture. This was yesterday. I took a little picture, and so I was having my prayer time yesterday. I was in my stronghold, which is kind of in the front part of our house, and there's my Bible, the one-year chronological Bible. I'm excited about reading that this year. Last year, I read the one-year Bible, and it led me all the way through the entire Bible in a year. It's amazing. This year, I'm reading one that's a chronological order, so it's as the events happen, and so it kind of reorders it, and so I'm really excited about that. Day five, so you know, so far so good, awesome. But I was in there yesterday, and I read, I believe it was day four yesterday. There's my little journal there. I stole one of our Life Church pens, and it's with me. So if you've stolen a pen, no guilt. We all steal them. It's there. Awesome. I'm going to give you a resource today that you can take into your stronghold, and you can begin to pray. Can I just give you a couple tips about a stronghold? Because if you're going to seriously step into 21 days of prayer, you need to begin to prepare yourself for it. And so let me tell you how to prepare. Let me share with you. Let me tell you nothing. You can do what you want. But how to get a stronghold ready, like a place in your house. First thing I would do is tell you to prepare your stronghold the night before. If you wait to get ready tomorrow morning, it'll probably get disrupted in some way. It always happens. If you're not prepared to pray, if you don't get ready ahead of time, something will distract you. I want to encourage you that tonight, you go find in your house your nook. You find your spot. This is where I'm going to come. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to come sit right here. Identify it. Make sure that you know your family knows that's your spot. You're going there so that you can pray through there. Pick your place. Make sure it's quiet, free from distractions. Pick your time that you're going to do it. What time are you going to do it? You need to figure that out, because if you don't figure it out, then your text is going to go off, your emails are going to go off, your day's going to get started, and before you know it, you'll be like, oh man, I didn't get my quiet time in today. You've got to pick your place, pick your time. Preferably in the morning. Preferably earlier the better. Before you go to work, before you go to school, before your children get up. Maybe if that's impossible for some of you moms, maybe it's your first nap time of your kids. I don't know. Find your time. Pick your place. Find your time. Lay out your materials. Put them where you don't have to go searching for them. So you're not like tomorrow morning, go, where's my Bible? You know where your Bible is, right? Just kidding. But get ready. Put it there. Put your journal there. Put whatever you're going to need. I'm going to give you this devotional book in a little while. You can put it there. You can have it so you can be ready. Lay your materials out in the morning. Set the coffee pot. Go ahead, put the grounds in it so that tomorrow morning when you're stumbling down to the kitchen, it's a one touch, done. You know you need coffee. It helps. Set your alarm 21 minutes earlier. 21 minutes for 21 days. That's really good. Listen, if you really want to do this, you're going to have to prepare so that you will not fail. You want to be successful in it. So the first thing I want to encourage you is get your stronghold ready. David had his stronghold. Get your stronghold ready. The next thing, what do you do when you get there? Well, you'll read this devotional. It'll be one thing you should do. It's only about 3 pages a day, not hard. You can read that and you can spend some time praying. Some of you may be pretty new to prayer. Maybe you're like, I don't know, what am I going to do? How do I pray? How do I do that for 10 minutes? And so what I've done is I'm just encouraging you to pick 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 things to pray about. On the screen, I'll show you some things I just put on there. If you're looking for something to pray about, here's some things that maybe come up. And listen, if you're new to prayer, you can just bullet point it. You don't have to write out long prayers. You can put on there on your piece of paper that you're going to pray about, I pray for 2020 to see my marriage get stronger. Amen. I pray for 2020 to see my business grow, to see my spiritual life get stronger, to see my son or daughter come back to the Lord, to see my grades improve or make an A on my exam or to buy my first house. I like this last one. I pray for 2020 for my pastors and church to be blessed and protected. Amen to that. And then you just pray in the name of Jesus. And listen, you can have a real simple prayer time. You don't have to, get churchy words in there. You can just pray. Read your devotion. Pray those things out. Real simple. Amen? But maybe some of you are a little more advanced. Maybe you've been walking with God a little bit longer. Maybe you need to step it up this year in your prayer life. Maybe you've gotten a little comfortable in your little zone and you've just kind of been praying some simple prayers and God's wanting you to press in a little further, a little deeper, a little harder this year. Maybe you need to you know, pray in your spirit language. Pray in tongues over your year and pray and ask God to do great things. Like, crank it up in the spirit life for you. Maybe you need to take that step. Maybe you need to reposture your life when you pray. Maybe you need to reposture your prayer time. Maybe you've gotten really comfortable sitting in your chair and you're just sitting there, but maybe this is the year God's saying, I want you to you know, get before the Lord. Maybe you need to, you know, get on the floor before the Lord. Maybe this is the year you just start pressing in. I think sometimes we get so comfortable in our devotion time and we get so routine through it. We're just like, do this, Lord, do this, Lord, do this. Hey, for 21 days, let's hit our knees. Father, we love you. Bring your passion to it. God, I need you this year. Would you break through this year? God, would you bless my wife this year? Anoint her hands for sisterhood. Bless my kids. God, I mean, like, pour your heart out. This is for 21 days. Can we take a step in our walk with God? I think a prayerful person is a powerful person. I think a prayerful church is a powerful church. We've lost the passion of prayer at times. We're a very need-it-now society. Honestly, we depend on the pastor to preach a message to give us a, we need this today. Listen, you don't need me. I'm glad you come. You don't need me. You need God. You need 21 days of pressing in. You need to be on your knees seeking God this year. I want to take it serious this year. And so I have a resource to help you. Check this video out real quick.
God has promised us that when we pray, He will hear our cry. That if we ask Him anything according to His will, He will give it to us.
God is waiting to do some wonderful and powerful things in our lives if only we would ask Him through prayer.
Jesus says all of heaven is at your disposal.
Prayer can do what singing can't do. Prayer can do what teaching cannot do. Because prayer can do what God can do.
21 Days of Breakthrough Prayer, The Power of Agreement. This new devotional is designed to make your prayer life stronger than ever before. Along with the book are unique audio prayers recorded for the 21 days, where the authors pray for you.
Prayer can do anything that God can do. Let's take God at His word.
Begin your breakthrough.
Come on, let's begin our breakthrough together. Amen. Hey, ushers, would you hand out a book to every person in the room? Go ahead and get those started. Where you at, guys? There you are. Hey, listen, we want to give this gift to you, not because we just want to give you a present, but I want to cause your prayer life to go to another level this year. We want to pray through. We want to pray for that breakthrough in your life. While those are going around, I want to share with you a couple things coming up to help resource you for prayer. And so I figure you're probably looking at your book and not listening. So, but hey, look at this. For 21 days, we start tomorrow. So get your stronghold ready. Get your devotional book ready. Get your Bible ready. Get your Life Church pen ready. And get ready to spend time with God for 21 minutes, for 21 days, or whatever it is for you. So that starts tomorrow. It'll end on a Sunday here on our Vision Sunday, where we cast vision for the year. It's going to be so great. Then we have three prayer nights to invite you to. So on Wednesday, January 8th, January 15th, and January 22, we have three prayer nights. And so we want to increase our prayer in our church. We want to be a prayerful church so we can be a powerful church. And so I invite you to come to these prayer nights. They're going to be at our church complex. And so our church complex is at 3201 Randall Parkway, and it's a small room. It's probably only holds about 100 people. But if 200 people come, we'll stand outside and we'll pray. We'll do whatever it takes. The worst thing that could ever happen, or the best thing that could ever happen, is 200 people show up and we don't have space. But I think a hungry church for God will be a praying church. And so I want to invite you to come and pray with us. We're going to have just a, kind of a simple acoustic style worship for a few minutes. We're going to pray. I'm going to lead you through the Lord's Prayer. We're going to pray together as a church. And so it's going to be really great. So that's on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. It's going to last an hour. So please come out for that. It's going to be probably a little chaos when 200, 300, there's going to be over 400 adults here today, and I hope all of you come and revival breaks out this Wednesday. You know, if there's 400 adults here and 399 show up, one of you are going to miss the revival. And so, listen, we're going to deal with it. If we have 400, we'll find a new place the following week, and we'll just keep going. We'll see what God does. But, hey, let's start this Wednesday, January 8th. Please come out to that. I do want to encourage you, no child care. There's not space for children to run around. If you have young kids, I'm asking you to get a babysitter. There's just not going to be room for that. And we're going to be kind of serious. If you want to come into serious prayer, that's a place to come. So, three prayer nights. Amen. Remind you that on the following weeks, we have services right here. So January 12th, which is next week, we're having a prophetic Sunday. And you want to come back for the prophetic part of our service. That'd be great. Then after that, declaring our vision, and then we have Vision Sunday that wraps up the 21 days of prayer. Amen? Amen. I want to take us back for just a moment where David was in his stronghold, and he was declaring that the Lord did it. He said, "He burst through my enemies like a raging flood." It's a picture of water that's being pent up, and the pressure builds to the point to where it rages forward. Our prayers become that pressure that causes God to break through. It's your prayer that's building up. Why 21 days? Why 21 days? Well, there's scriptural reasons from the book of Daniel, but I just want to kind of illustrate something to you for just a moment to kind of understand prayer, because we sang that song today, Waymaker. Beautiful song. Love that song. But part of the story of that song is when you don't see God working, He's still working. And sometimes I think in our prayer life, we pray once and we didn't see it, and we go, oh, well, and we move on. And that's not praying through. That's a prayer, great, but there are seasons we got to pray through until we get to wherever that breakthrough is. So whether it's 5 days, 10 days, 21 days, 2 years, whatever it takes. And our prayers are building the pressure to break through. And so just a quick little illustration. If you can't see well, I have a bowl here. It's got some water in it. Our prayers are kind of like every time we pray, we pour a little into the bowl. And so that could be day one. We prayed, Lord, we asked for this. But we didn't see anything happen. Like we prayed, but nothing happened. Like, okay, well, I'll go back and I'll continue to pray. And let's just say you prayed for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And you're at day 20 and you're like, I still haven't seen anything happen. And so many times we quit. Because we didn't see it. Like, where's the answer to that breakthrough? What, like, I don't see it. What we have to realize that your prayers are building the pressure for God to break through. And you never know what the break point is in your prayer time. You don't know if it's 6 days or if it's 26 days. 21 days is just a number for me. If you want breakthrough, you just keep praying. If you want to see God move in your life, I mean, I want to see God move in June too, so I ought to be praying in June. I mean, there isn't a day in my life that I don't want to see God moving. So I'm going to keep praying. And so there comes at some point your prayer, though, it begins to, you pray, and at some point, you know, you build to that point to where it flows over. It breaks through. And so why 21 days? It could be any days. I'm praying until the water bursts through, until my prayer builds the pressure that God says, I'll use that now. And so I want to encourage you to pray through. You may not see God tomorrow, but you need to know He's working, right? Hey, I love the new year. It's so great. We start the new year and we're all like, yay, it's a new year and everything's going to be different and I'm going to see breakthrough in my life, and we have, you know, prophetic words on it and all that's great, but I want you to know nothing will change if you don't change. But you'll have a same old year. The definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing, expect a different result. And so this year, our job is to pray, to do something different, to press in, to press through until we see God do something. A new year doesn't guarantee a new season in your life. A new year doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a better marriage and a better church or any of that. The only thing we can do is begin to pray for God to change our future as we fill up the bowl. Amen. 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 Awesome. Let me pray for you. Father, we begin our prayer, our 21 days tomorrow together. And God, all over this city, we're going to be in our strongholds praying. Praying as a church body. No doubt there will be hundreds of us seeking you for things in our life and for our church. And God, I pray that you would hear our prayers. And Lord, when we don't see it, we'll be confident that we are building that pressure. We're filling the bowl, knowing that in your due time, your right season, your right way, you'll make that way. You'll be the way maker for us. So God, I ask that you would just give us that desire to press in and pray this year. Let us be a praying church, a praying person. We love you, Lord. Father, if there are people here that don't know you, would you let this be a day that they choose to say, I believe in Jesus. You are my Savior. I'm going to just say a quick prayer. If you've never prayed a prayer to believe in Jesus as your Savior, would you join me in this? Let's all say it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. He is my way maker. He made a way to the kingdom of God. He forgives my sins. In Jesus' name. I love you, Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen. Can we thank Pastor Tim? What a great way.